want to start this morning by saying that today we remember those who gave their lives for our freedom, well-being, and safety. I want to thank the five branches of military: Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, and Air Force, all of those who have served and gave their lives. Let us remember this morning, all gave some, but some have given all. And we are so very thankful this morning. We remember their sacrifice and we mourn their loss of life. Yet we reflect and rejoice that we are a free country because of the brave. We have freedom of religion, freedom of speech. We are a free people. But our prayer is we as a nation don't use our freedom as an occasion to the flesh, to rebel against God, lose our respect for those in authority, and become a has-been nation. This morning I want to read a verse briefly, and this is our prayer this morning for God's people, but also for our country. Listen to this, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This morning, judgment first begins at the house of God, and if we do what we're supposed to do, I have no doubt that God can turn this thing around. Amen. Let's all stand this morning. Brother Trail is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. It's only suitable for this occasion. Everyone ready? Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Amen and amen. Well, let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just want to thank you for the blood that was shed for our freedom in this land. Ultimately, Lord, we are so very thankful for your blood that was shed for spiritual freedom, that we may have a place secured in heaven with you and a purpose for our lives revealed on earth. This morning, Father, we just turn our attention to you. We humble ourselves. We bow our heads and humble our hearts to those who have families where they have lost family members in the lines of service, in the line of service and duty. We pray for them on this day, Memorial Day weekend. This day we pray for them, God, that you would comfort those families who are going to the cemetery to put flowers on graves and to just weep and maybe even reminisce, Lord, of those lives that are gone, that was taken in line of duty. We love you today. We thank you. I pray that you would bless this service, bless the singing from start to finish. And I pray if there's someone here that needs to be saved, today would be the day of salvation for them. And Father, for the rest of us, those who are already saved, that we would be encouraged and challenged even and changed. We love you today. We praise you today. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. All right, where's Dakota? Oh. I don't know. I'm just up here.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and
thank you.
one more song before we do announcements and offering. And so Lily's going to sing, and then we will have our men come down. There's all kinds of voices that we hear. Some say you're not enough. Some say you'll never be enough. But I'm glad that if we listen to the voice of Jesus, he says, "You are enough in me." What a blessing, what a joy, what an honor it is to be a child of God this morning. And have our ushers come on down this morning. We'll receive the Sunday morning offering. And I just formally want to welcome everybody to Calvary Baptist Church. Good to see everybody this Memorial Day weekend. And we just are so thankful and grateful to be here. We will be having evening service tonight. We will be meeting downstairs tonight. And we'll have a few snacks downstairs. And we'll have a song or two. And then we'll have devotion down there. So remember that if you can make it. I know a lot of people are traveling because of the holiday weekend and all, but just remember that if you would. I believe Brother Dakota has an announcement for us.
Good morning. That was pitiful. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. One thing y'all got to know about me, I like crowd participation, especially when it comes to talking, because I don't like sitting here talking. But anyway, we have the movie night coming up next Saturday. Actually, this coming Saturday, the 30th, 31st. I need help. I only had about four people sign up so far saying they're going to help. I need help. We got to put up a movie screen, sound. We got to put cones out. We got to get that whole back area back here fixed up for the movie night. And because this whole back parking lot is going to be blocked off for the movie night. So all this front area is going to be parking and stuff. So we got to make sure people aren't going to hit each other and we don't have another fence problem out there like we did a couple weeks ago, because we're not opening another drive-thru, okay? So I just need help. We need help parking, welcome people, food, the whole nine yards, people that's going to help put it's a 200-inch blow-up movie screen. Mm. We're going to need help putting that up, anchoring it down, the whole nine yards. So if you want to help, let me know. Also, if you want to donate to help with the cost of it, because we're getting two big 50-pound bags of popcorn from NCG and Ackworth. They're huge. I mean, huge. Bunch of popcorn. We're getting hot dogs, chips. We're getting drinks. We're getting the whole nine yards. So if you want to help donate to that, also let me know, or get with Brother Justin to give him the money or whatever, however you want to do that. And I think that's it. But like I said, if you want to help, please let me know today, because I'm going to start making the list of who's doing what this week. That way, come Saturday, I'm not stressing to figure out who's going to show up, who's not, because that would help me a lot. Amen. Anyway, that's all I got.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dakota. Appreciate you, brother, and heading this up. Last thing I want to mention before we pray over the offering is we do have VBS dates, and that's going to start. Actually, it's going to be a three or four days. I believe it's going to end on the fourth day. Anyway, Sunday, July the 20th through Wednesday, July 23rd. So remember that. That's going to be our VBS dates this year. And so it's going to be a great time. And we'll have more information coming out to you for that soon. All right. Well, let's pray one more time and ask God to bless the offering and then the remaining part of the service. Brother Brian, would you do so, sir? Amen. Brother CJ and Sister Amanda if they would bring a special this morning. And so appreciate them coming along and bringing this song. So you listen to the words of this song. I believe it's My King. Yeah. What My King is. My King is known by love. So you pray for them this morning.
Nothing scares Amanda more than for me to say I'm nervous. Nothing makes me more nervous than playing piano. So this should be real fun for y'all. This should be great. I've made a decision for every wrong note. Uncle Brian's going to donate $1 to the youth group. So that's exciting. So that's going for us. But can we just talk for a minute, church? I got to tell you something kind of neat. I sat over here, and normally when I'm up here, I'm playing an instrument or I'm doing something. But I got to watch your faces while those two beautiful singers sang before us. One, they both sang beautifully. One looked beautiful. You decide who's who. But I got to tell you, I looked to my left, and I thought, how fun would it be if we brought Uncle Randy's camera up here and just scanned and just put your faces on here for you to see what they're singing at, and that would be fun. Knee. Anyway, enjoy this song. No, but truly, I appreciate it. I saw a couple in the back. I'm not going to say their names because Christian gets real nervous, but I saw a couple of them get the Can't Help It's, and they were swaying a little bit, and I thought, that's pretty cool, you know. If you get your lighter out, that's too far. You can't go that far. But thank y'all for letting us serve at the church here. We love y'all. I hope you know that.
Some are known by great authority, for kingdoms as far as eyes can see. In royal robes they rule from thrones, waging wars they overthrow the weak. And call it victory, my King is known by mercy. My King is known by grace. For the hope in his name and the power that saves. My King is known by the cross. My King is known by an empty grave and all that he does. My King is known by love. I can almost see him even now, rejected with thorns upon his brow. What kind of king would leave his throne and make my sin and shame his own? Yet he gave his life for me. He gave his life for me. My King is known by mercy. My King is known by grace. For the hope in his name and the power that saves. My King is known by the cross. My King is known by an empty grave and all that he does. My King is known by a love that welcomes everyone as his daughters and his sons, and no one is ever turned away. King is known by mercy. My King is known by grace. For the hope in his name and the power that saves. My King is known by the cross. My King is known by an empty grave and all that he does. My King is known by love. He's known by his love. And all that he does, my King is known by.
Before I get into the word this morning, we have a short video we want to show you in honor of those who gave their life for our freedom this morning.
To the brave men and women who stood up for freedom, who answered the call and fought for our nation, who paid the ultimate price and never came back. To the American soldier, we thank you. To the mothers and fathers who raised a hero. To the brothers and sisters with an empty space. To the sons and daughters who have only memories. To the wives and husbands who bear the void with pride. To all who've lost a soldier they love, no gift could repay your sacrifice. No tribute could match our admiration. No word can contain our gratitude. But still, it deserves to be said. We remember you. We salute you. And we honor you today.
Amen this morning. Proud to be an American, aren't you? Proud to be living where I'm living. And just so good to be saved and so good to be able to worship the Lord in a local church without worry or fear of being shot at. Of course, the further we get down the road in this thing, the more that's going to happen. I'm afraid of it. Has happened and happening, but what a blessing it is just to be able to be free in the land in which we live. All right, well, if you have your Bibles this morning, please make your way to Numbers 13. Numbers 13 this morning. Numbers 13. In just a moment, we're going to read one verse, a familiar story, verse number 30. And I do want to bow for a quick word of prayer. And then we will get into the message. Father, we come in Jesus' name this morning. Father, I just confess my need of you. more now than ever, as I stand with trembling hands and a trembling voice, with a desire to speak your word that you put in my heart. I yield myself completely to the power and the control of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you would take your living word and apply it to every heart that's here, those that are watching on Facebook, listening on our webpage, at home and on foreign fields. I pray that your word will go forth. The Bible says it doesn't return void, so our trust is in that. We love you this morning. Give me a clear head and a calm heart. Help me gird up the loins of my mind. Father, just use your word this morning. Help me rightly divide and rightly apply. In Jesus' name we do pray, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. And amen. Before we read our verse this morning, I want us to remember that these are not just words on a page. These are the words of God. The Bible are words that are to guide us, teach us, and inspire us. So therefore, let us take these words to heart. Meditate on them and allow them to speak to us. Again, these are the living words of God. From Genesis to Revelation, God has compiled a book based on the experiences of men and women and direct words from Him to, again, guide us, teach us, and inspire us. I think sometimes when we read verses, we kind of get accustomed to the stories, and we know what they say, we know how they end up, but these are stories that are here for a reason. I just really want to try to nail that down. These verses, these stories, these truths are here for a reason. Really, really, this morning, take them to heart. Notice, if you would, verse number 30, Numbers 13. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." I want to say this morning that we are living in a world with challenges every single day. Some of you this morning have challenges that are harder than others. Some of our challenges are self-made, but then there's other challenges we experience that are completely out of our control. Many have goals and aspirations that seem unachievable at the time. You take a moment and you look back in your family history, and many haven't succeeded. Some have, but many haven't. You look around you and many are giving up on their dreams and desires because of the challenges in front of them. I want to try to encourage all of us this morning by the help of the Holy Ghost and the truths of God's Word to encourage us to keep going. Keep going. Don't quit striving. Don't relax one single effort. Keep going. Keep striving. As long as your desires are God-centered, wholesome and pure, He will provide strength to accomplish what you're going after. And so my word this morning in introduction form is just keep going. Keep striving. Don't relax your efforts. You are not where you want to be. But I do want to say you're not where you're going to be. Just keep going this morning. Again, as long as what you want is what God wants, He promises enablement. He promises achievement. So this morning, let us make sure that we are going after what God wants us to go after. And then once we know that, it's pretty much done. As though we've already achieved it, although we haven't yet, but it's settled. It's done because it's what God wants you to do, and all you have to do is go after it. Notice again, verse number 30, these specific words. He says, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it.'" Here it is. "For we are well able to overcome it." Well able. Those words, well able, mean certainly. Without a doubt. It means have power. So Caleb is saying, without a doubt, certainly, we have power to overcome it, the enemy, and possess it, the land that God has given unto us. Don't turn there. I just want to give it to you briefly, but in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Again, I think sometimes we know these verses so well, we just kind of, yeah, I can do all things through Christ. Well, let us take a moment and realize and understand that anything God wants us to do, we can do it. Because He's the one who gives us enablement. He's the one who strengtheneth us. He's the one, another word for strengthen there is empowers. Christ is the one who empowers us. I think about the story in Nehemiah when he went to repair the walls and the enemy got involved and said, "You can't, you can't, you can't." Did you know that while Sambalay and Tobiah, while they were taunting Nehemiah and his people, and ridiculing him in those verses, he says, "What are you going to do, old boy? Are you going to revive the stones out of the rubble? Are you going to dig up and reuse those burnt stones that were burnt when the city was burnt, the walls were burnt? Are you going to look in the rubbish? Are you going to reuse those stones?" Did you know there is implication that Nehemiah did just that? That him and his men, they went looking for them stones. They looked through the rubbish of all the burnt material and walls of the city, and they looked for those stones and they reused those stones. Some of you this morning have experienced trouble in your life like none other, and the enemy says that there's no way you can rebuild your life, there's no way that you can move forward. The enemy tries to tell you it's over, your situation is done. You're cooked. Your life is absolutely over with. But this morning I want to say the Bible says even when we've made a mess of things, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. through Christ which empowers me, through Christ which enables me, even if that means going back and repairing some things in our life that we did that wasn't right, or when we dropped the ball, or when we allow some things to happen that we shouldn't have happened. It is God's will this morning for you to do some repairing. It is God's will this morning for you to right some wrongs. And the Bible says that God will allow us to do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. So this morning, God can enable us to repair. But then the flip side of that, I read stories like Paul and his thorn, where the only thing that Paul did was trust Jesus as his Savior. And then he experienced what he thought was a terrible setback. The Bible isn't clear what Paul's thorn was. Something that he had a vision problem. And a lot of people, they connect that back to when Paul was stoned and taken outside of the gates of Lystra and left for dead. I don't know. We don't know. You know why the Bible isn't clear specifically what that problem is? Because everybody will go around and say, well, I just got what Paul has. I just got what Paul has. But thank God the Holy Ghost doesn't mention it. Because all of us, and on the flip side of that, we can identify with Paul's thorn. Because if it was specific, you and I might say, well, I don't have what Paul has, so what is this? But praise be to the Lord this morning that in those verses, when Paul was talking about the thorns, he says he begged God the thrice that it might depart from him. And God didn't answer the first time. God didn't answer the second time, but God finally answered and said, Paul, I'm not going to remove the thorn from your life, but I will give you enablement to carry that thorn, to move forward while suffering the pain of that thorn. Thanks be unto God this morning that we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us, things that we've caused that are detrimental. God can repair those things even when we're just serving Him and living life, and God allows a thorn to stick us in the flesh. God even can enable us to get through that time. I'm glad that we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. What a blessing this morning. What a blessing. Caleb said, he said, we are well able to overcome it. This morning, those aren't just words on paper. That's not just ink in a book. That is the living, breathing, active, authoritative Word of Almighty God given to us. So Philippians 4:13 secures our success, but I like what 2 Corinthians 10:7 says that secures our success. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This outward man is perishing. This outward man is going to the way of the grave. This outward man is dying. This outward man has dilemmas. This outward man has infirmities. This outward man deals with flesh. This outward man daily is perishing. But thanks be unto God, there is an inner man. There is an inner man that never gets exhausted. There's an inner man that never sleeps, that never slumbers, that has all power, and that is the Holy Spirit of God. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Child of God, you may be failing in physical strength, but can I promote the Holy Ghost this morning? and say, if we just yield ourselves members of yield ourselves members of right to righteousness and yield ourselves to the Holy Ghost, He can enable us. What a blessing this morning. With that said, I want to preach for a few moments on this subject, a hero named Caleb. A hero named Caleb. We're celebrating, not so much celebrating Memorial Day as we are memorializing Memorial Day. And no doubt there are many heroes this morning that died in the line of duty, that died on the battlefield. They're heroes. We honor those heroes this morning on Memorial Day. But there are some heroes in the Bible as well. And one that I want to mention this morning is Caleb. I want to mention three things about Caleb as to why I believe he was a hero. Number one, Caleb was a hero because he was courageous. Caleb was a hero because he was courageous. Keep in mind, Caleb was one of 12 who were sent to spy out Canaan land. Only he and Joshua came back with a positive report. But there were 10 others that had a negative report. Notice, if you would, in verse 25, Numbers 13. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Notice, if you would, verse number 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. I want to say that they had a negative report. The Bible says evil report. Evil report. They said, we're not able to go in and fight these giants in this land. Verse number 33, the Bible says, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. That's part of the problem right there. They were looking to themselves for sufficiency. We were as grasshoppers. We are, compared to those giants, we're little. We're incapable. Look at their stature. Look how big. And look at all the things in that land. We are as in our sight as grasshoppers, and in their sight as grasshoppers. They weren't viewing themselves as God viewed them. They viewed themselves as incapable, as tiny, as little, as unable, as unable to go in the land and secure the victory. But Caleb said, we are well able. Did you know sometimes we view ourselves as people who can't? We, we, we are incapable. We can't secure victory. Nothing will change. We are unable. And to an extent, that is true. But at the same time, on the same token, if Jesus is living on the inside of you, you are able. If you view yourself as Jesus views you, he told, the Lord told Gideon, remember on that one occasion, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon was hiding. He was threshing wheat by the wine press. The enemies came in, and Gideon was living in fear. He was in hiding mode. But the Lord said, thou mighty man of valor. This morning, you, listen, part of your failure, part of your lack of success may be that you're viewing yourself wrongly. If you're saved, you're a child of God. If you're saved, your identity is in Him. And He says that you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You can. My microphone's off, isn't it? You can. So this morning we see here that Caleb, he was a courageous man, and Caleb was a hero because of that courage that he had. Now I want you to notice something else. We'll just try to stay put this morning. How about that? Notice something else. In verse number 26, he says this, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. The fruit of the land. There was, with this negative report that Caleb overcame with courage, he also overcame this, that there were some who came back with minimal fruit. What do you mean by this? Well, their fruit would eventually run out. They came back with minimal fruit. The Bible says that they and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. That was the only fruit that some of these would ever have, was the little bit they brought back. Caleb and Joshua went on to possess the land, and they had plenty fruit. Plenty. But these had minimal fruit. Brother Justin, what's that have to do with anything? Well, there are those who struggle all the time in their Christianity with minimal joy, with minimal contentment, with minimal happiness. And then there are those who pay that price, and they walk with God, and they crucify the flesh, and they go to church, and they read their Bibles, and they pray. And these are those who are like Caleb, who have fruit. Caleb and Joshua, they enjoyed the land. They had maximum fruit. Caleb was a man who was courageous. He was one who overcame the odds even. Caleb was a man of courage. While everyone else was saying, no, you can't, Caleb was saying, yes, you can. Yes, you can. There are many in life that try to discourage and try to upset and try to just be a stumbling block. Sometimes people stumbling block, they don't even realize they are. And they in so many ways, they're, no, you can't. You won't ever overcome. You won't ever be what you want to be. This morning I say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And those who enjoyed the fruit of their spiritual labor are those who are not looking to themselves for resources. They're abiding in Christ. They're enjoying the spiritual fruit of their spiritual labor. They're enjoying the blessings of Almighty God through courage and faith in Him. That's how they're doing that. Caleb and Joshua, their success was linked to courage, courage they had in God, in spite of the negative report. And then there was those who had minimal fruit. That was all the fruit that they were going to enjoy. The little bit they came back with, they would spend the next 40 years in the wilderness. I want to be someone who enjoys fruit all the time, spiritually speaking. I want to be one who pays that price and who labors to enter into that kind of rest that's found in Jesus. I want to enjoy the spiritual fruit of my spiritual labors. Now, chapter number 14, notice this. In verse number 4, there was a negative report, there was minimal fruit, and then there was a denounced leadership. All of this under point number 1, Caleb was a hero because he was courageous. There was denounced leadership. Look in verse number 4, chapter 14. And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. What? In other words, they didn't want Moses, Aaron, Joshua, or Caleb to be their leader. They wanted a leader that wouldn't push. You see, these men of God, they were pushers of the faith. They held Israel accountable. They wanted to lead into enemy territory because enemy territory was in their land. They wanted to defeat the giants and they wanted to possess the land that God gave. They were living by faith and walking by faith. They were pushers of the brethren, pushers to success of the brethren. You know, a lot of people this morning don't like it when you're pushy. You know that? And sometimes those who are holding others accountable and those who are trying to be a blessing and an encouragement to some, a lot of times it's misconstrued as though they are just pushy and judgy. Oh, listen, these men weren't judgmental in a sense, in its own right, but they were pushy, but they were pushing to victory. Israel wanted to go back. And so they said, we want someone that will let us go back. Oh, young people. Mom and Dad would just get off our back. I can do what I want to do. Mom will quit pushing so hard I can enjoy life. If Dad will quit pushing so hard I can enjoy life. Sometimes young people think that way. And listen, Mom and Dad is just trying to hold you accountable. Mom and Dad is just trying to protect you and lead you into a land that's flowing with blessings. But isn't this true for all of us even? I mean, listen, we don't want the preacher to check on us. We don't want the pastor to check on us. And we don't want the deacons to check on us. We don't want nobody to knock on our doors. We don't want nobody to call because we're doing our own thing. Listen, a good preacher, a good pastor, a good deacon, a good church member, a good Christian will hold another Christian accountable. And so there was a denounced leadership. We don't want that. We're living in an age where churchgoers don't want accountability. Well, I'm not going to go to that small church because they'll know it when I'm there and they'll know it when I'm not there. So I'll just go to a mega church and blend in. Listen, if that's where God wants you to go to a mega church, you go. But it's about accountability. It's about getting in there and finding where God wants you to be and understanding your spiritual gift and committing to the work that's going on in that local church. So there was a denounced leadership because they were pushy. But then there was nearly an attempted murder. Look at verse 10. chapter 14. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Can I say this? That some people sometimes don't want to go along with the program. Some don't want to follow the vision. Some don't want to follow the dream. Some, they just want to, they want to do their own thing. They have senses of entitlement. This is our place. This is our ministry. And what we have here in so many ways is the same thing. We don't want to go forward. We want to stay in this rut where we are. In fact, we want to go back. Let's stone them. Let's stone them. Thank God when they were going to get stoned that the Lord showed up. Verse number 10, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. God started speaking. I'm thankful in ministry and in life when I go to do the right thing and I try to lead and guide and hold folks accountable and things like that. And there is some resistance along the way, and sometimes people don't want to go wrong with the program. I'm just glad that I have God there to protect me. I have God there to protect and to enable me. We know this conversation between God and Moses, and Moses was a mediator here and all the rest of it. But listen, let us be like Caleb, this hero. He was a hero because he was courageous. Let us be courageous against negativity, and let us be courageous against the contrary. And so we see that Caleb was a hero because he was courageous. Notice number two, Caleb was a hero because of his character. Chapter 14, verse 24, listen to this. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Caleb was a hero because of his character. He had another spirit on the inside of him. Or he had a spirit about him. In part meaning he didn't have a negative spirit. Caleb was a positive person. Caleb had a positive spirit. If you don't think so, our text verse says it in chapter 13, verse 30. We are well able to overcome it. He had a positive spirit. Chapter number 14, verse number 9. And only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. He had a positive spirit. Just a little side note, did you know that positivity equals productivity? Positivity equals productivity. Because of this positive spirit of Caleb, he was able to go into the land. They said we can't. Caleb said we can. Positivity leads to productivity. But also, did you know that negativity leads to poverty? Negativity leads to poverty. The others didn't make it into the land. In fact, they spent 40 years in the wilderness. How about that? 40 years. We can't, we can't, we can't. Okay, well, you can't. You're not. You didn't. You won't. Caleb Joshua said, we can, we can, we can. We did, we are, we will. Listen what Proverbs says about positivity or a merry heart. Turn, if you would, to Proverbs 15 for just a moment. Proverbs 15, our very seldom shy away from the text, but that's what we're going to do. Proverbs 15, verse 13. Listen to this. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. I want to say about this that a merry heart equals a cheerful face. A positive person, it will be reflective upon their countenance. There's just a mind, body, listen to me this morning. There's a mind, body connection here. Emotional well-being affects us spiritually.
Are you with me? Say amen. And here I am walking away again. Oh well. I'm an advocate for mental health.
Listen, I'm all for mental health. I'm an advocate for it. Yes, I believe God can heal, but I believe God uses doctors to heal as well. And I believe this morning that emotional well-being does affect a person physically. A person that's not emotionally well, that's discouraged, depressed, that's bipolar, that is that has psychosis, that is schizophrenic. They physically are not well. And it shows on their face. They have to have medication. And this morning I will boldly and confidently say that I stand for mental medication. May was Mental Awareness Month. And so he says here, a merry heart, a positive heart maketh a cheerful countenance. It will show on the face what's in the heart. But then he says, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Sorrow of the heart equals a spirit of discouragement. You look on somebody's face and they're not smiling. It could be, not necessarily every time, but it could be that they're spirit is broken. Emotionally, they're not doing well. And then, you know, you muster up the strength to come to church. And you drag yourself in church. And someone says, "Why ain't you smiling?" Think you do. And I found out working with people in ministry over the years that some people really don't want to know. Or maybe they do want to know. But this morning we see that Caleb, he had a positive spirit. He had another spirit. Turn back, if you would, to our verses this morning. In Numbers 13, he had another spirit, the Bible says. I'm sorry, Numbers 14, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. And so Caleb had a positive spirit. This is characteristic of the person that he was. But not only that, but Proverbs 15, 15, don't turn there. This is other verses about the heart and positivity. A merry heart hath a continual feast. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Medicine heals and medicine treats. Emotional well-being promotes healing, creates positivity. And so Caleb had a positive spirit, but then Caleb had an obedient spirit.
Notice what else it says. And hath followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. It was characteristic of Caleb that he was an obedient man. He had an obedient spirit. He followed the Lord fully. And because of the spirit of obedience that he had, he entered the land of promise, and he enjoyed God's blessings. But not only him, but his kids would as well. Because of his obedient spirit, his children would inherit the land. Look what it says. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Listen, what we do will affect our children. What we do will affect our children. Let us this morning, let us have characteristics like Caleb, where we possess qualities that are positive and we're obedient to the Lord, so we can receive all good, all God has for us, and be used of him. I want to mention one more thing this morning. Not only Caleb was a hero because he was courageous, Caleb was a hero because of his character, but then Caleb was a hero because he continued. Turn, if you would, this would be the last place. Joshua 14. Listen to this. Caleb was believed to be 40 years old in Numbers 13 and 14. But now he's 85 years old and still going and fighting. Joshua 14, 12. Listen to this. Now therefore give me this mountain. 85, not 40. Did you get that? Whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. 85, not 40. Double in age. I can understand a 40-year-old saying, give me this mountain, give me this place, give me the enemy. But time went on, and Caleb continued. And here he's 85, and he says, give me this mountain. In my book, that's a hero. That's a hero in my book. This morning, Caleb was a hero. He was a hero because he was courageous in spite of all the negativity. He was a hero because of his character. He had another spirit, a positive spirit, an obedient spirit, but he was a hero because he continued. In conclusion, I want to say this. Brother Sevon, you just had a birthday this week. Bro Ceylon just turned 81 years old. Bro Ceylon, how long have you been saved? 68 years. How long have you been teaching that class in there? Eighty-one years old, and by the life Ceylon lives, he's saying, I want this mountain. I want this mountain. Brother Ceylon, you are a hero of mine this morning. You are a hero of mine. And I have a feeling that you're the hero of others that are here. Brother Ceylon, I've seen you win. You hadn't felt good, and you still taught that class. Time after time after time, coming in this church, you helped build this sanctuary.
just your faithfulness down through the years, I want to say thank you for being faithful, because you encourage the younger people. You encourage everybody under 81 to keep on going, brother. I want to tell you, thank you. You are a hero of mine. This morning, that's the message, a hero named Caleb. I want to tell you, listen to the voice of truth this morning. The voice of truth. There's all kinds of voices. There's people that are negative. Listen, if you try to find your identity in anything else other than Jesus, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle. And even in Jesus, you'll struggle. But at least you'll have his power to overcome and be different. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you for the message this morning. I hope something was said that was a help to somebody. I pray that you'll give liberty during this time of invitation if somebody needs to come and get saved, or just pray about something, or even just give a word of praise. Let them all come if they need to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. The altars are open. If you need to come, you do business with the Lord, whatever it is that you may be feeling, please come. There's others this morning.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude?
You are well able this morning.
I could sing these songs.
Well able. Keep going.
As I often.
Don't listen to the naysayers.
Every song must stay, and you never do. So I throw my hands and praise you again and again.
Anyone else?
'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah.
You can overcome.
Except for our singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Dig out those stones in the rubbish.
I've got one response.
They're reusable.
I've got one more move.
You're reusable this morning.
With my arms just so wide,
maybe there's others.
So I throw my hands and praise you again and again.
Come on, young people, somebody pray.
All
for this young
that
person.
I have is a
hallelujah,
hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king.
Give them the pieces this morning.
Except for heart. Sing it hallelujah, hallelujah. So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song.
Yes.
'Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I throw my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much. I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for art singing hallelujah,
appreciate you being here this morning. Thank you for all those who come and responded to the invitation. And hope the message was somewhat of a help or blessing to you. And I just want to say that yes, you can. Yes, you can. All right, I got a note here. Again, we're going to be downstairs tonight. We're going to be in the fellowship hall. If everyone could, just bring a light snack and a 2-liter soft drink. The church will provide water and coffee, and so it's kind of I was debating what we should do for tonight. I know there's going to not be a lot of people going to be gone, but I didn't want to call off service, and so we're going to meet downstairs, and whatever snacks and treats we have, we'll have those, and we'll have just a time of prayer and a devotion. And I asked again. Don, Sister Carla, if they would, I hope so, okay, put you out there like that. I think they may sing one for us, one or two. So it's going to be a good evening tonight. Remember that, 5 o'clock, no kind of choir practice, nothing like that at all. Just enjoy your afternoon, and we'll meet you back, Lord willing, at 5 o'clock downstairs in the fellowship hall. Anything else to mention before we go? All right, well, God's been good. We'll be dismissed in a word of prayer, and everybody have a blessed and safe Jeff Hodges, would you close us out?